Heading over to Austin right now. Going to talk to House of Representatives member Kyle Cassell. How you doing today this morning, sir?
Good, Brad. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Okay, so first of all, give us an update on the legislation you filed that we were talking about last week.
The last few bills we've knocked out got moved over to the Senate, where our surviving spouse of our first responders, workers' comp stuff. So that's moving, and we've got a Senate sponsor, so that's a good deal. We're at the end of our rope. We've got one piece of legislation that was on early on Monday's calendar, and if I read my calendar right today, it's Thursday.
Indeed.
And I may get to lay that one out before midnight, and I may not. Tonight is the last night to hear House bills. So when the clock strikes 12:01, if an individual representative is in the middle of a bill layout, that bill, if it does not have a Senate companion, is going to have to wait till 2019.
Yesterday, you guys voted on HB 3859, which is going to allow adoption agencies to reject potential parents over religious beliefs. If you can give more background about the bill and why you support it.
Well, I look at it from the simple view as a Catholic member of this legislative body. Catholic Charities provides a large number of placements for these children, and they want to continue to do that, but they can't be forced to take children or put people with the parents if their faith is conflicted with that placement.
Also yesterday, you voted for HB 39, which overhauls the Department of Family and Protective Services, but it adds an amendment to ban welfare workers from giving emergency vaccinations to children they remove from homes until parents give their consent, correct?
Correct. And you know, that time period of placement is said they're in a temporary placement, and you know, that's where I think a lot of the contention came, because some, you know, I read it as temporary meaning a few days, and you know, some people aren't aware of that could be a few days to many years. But if that parental consent is not there, it got very diluted, and the conversation lost its focus. You know, there was no provision for vaccinations in there, and it probably shouldn't have been germane to the bill. So we had a lot of contention. It didn't help the floor debate, and it continued that bill a lot longer than it should have. You know, the emergency item with Child Protective Services and wealth, that, you know, it's not as simple as one bill. There's 3 to 5 bills out there to meet the governor's emergency item and revamping the Child Protective Services agency.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention about the things that you guys are looking over tonight?
Well, let's put everything in perspective, and I think that's what the viewers need to understand. We're at the last day to hear House bills, and at this point, the governor has only signed 6 bills.
Wow.
And only one of those is a House bill. So when I got elected the second time, I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. And I promise you today, these 3 sessions have been nothing alike. And if people like limited government, the process has worked to their favor this time. This will probably be the fewest bills ever signed by a governor or passed by a legislature in Texas. So it's going to be an interesting end and at the end of May.
We talked to Representative Kyle Cassell every Thursday. Thanks for calling in, sir. We really appreciate it.
Brad, have a great week. We'll see you guys this weekend.